Lost Planes, and A Young Earth.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the contributing writers and editors to Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, how could airplanes have anything to do with the age of the Earth?
This is a fascinating story that we reported on. In 1942, during the last World War, two large B-17 bombers and six P-38 fighter planes ran low on fuel. They had to be landed on the ice of Greenland. Now, the planes were abandoned and basically forgotten until 1988, when a team was assembled to find the planes and retrieve them. After only nearly 50 years, they expected the planes would still be easy to locate. After all, secular scientists have insisted that the ice layers in Greenland are laid down over millions of years. But the recovery team was perplexed when they couldn't find the planes. After a lot of searching, they finally located all eight planes 3 miles away from where they were landed and 250 feet deep in the ice. No one expected that this thickness of ice could have accumulated so quickly in only 60 years. At such a rate of accumulation, it wouldn't have taken the supposed millions of years to accumulate the ice layers in the Arctic or Antarctic. It's just another of the many indicators that this Earth isn't that old, just as expected from taking the Bible as literal history.
There's more fascinating evidence that shows the Earth is young, not old. Read our free booklet on our website, answersradio.com. It's a free service of answersradio.com.